This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here on Brian and Company. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I'll get you up a little bit. Listen, a lot of Hartford stuff that I find really interesting this week. And Andy Bissett is a friend of the show, the senior VP of Travelers, because all the work he does with the Travelers Championship. But I guess there's a group of execs that meet with regularity on sort of talking about issues with Hartford.
Yeah, it kind of harkens back to the heydays of the bishops, as they were called in the mid-20th century, where, you know, the top executives of the major Hartford corporations like Aetna would really get together and not only talk about what's going on in Hartford, but really shape policy and also development in the city. So this group has been, you know, quietly meeting together. We don't know all the players that are involved. We do know their companies involved include executives from Stanley Black & Decker, Hartford Healthcare, Aetna, as well as Travelers and the Hartford, and you know they've been talking about how they could use their influence to push forward some of these big development projects that are happening in Hartford and what influence they could have. Hartford has sort of lost some of its corporate stronghold over the years. UTC, which is now Raytheon, used to be based in headquartered in Hartford before they moved to Farmington, and now they're out of state in Washington or Virginia. Aetna, which has been acquired by CVS Health, they're still in Hartford, but sort of their influence has waned a little bit compared to the heydays. And Hartford has had a hard time, you know, bringing in new big corporations. There was concern about is Hartford losing the corporate influence? You know, people say the influence is maybe not as strong as it was years ago, but these corporate CEOs are still involved, and they're quietly meeting behind closed doors to see how they can play a bigger role in Hartford's future.
Well, I mean, do you think it'll yield anything? You know, like, will they actually exert influence? Will they actually do anything, or is it just good publicity?
We found out about it through a couple people. They don't really want to talk about it on the record. Frankly, we tried to talk to some of these executives. They don't even want to give their names away who's on this thing. So I don't think they're interested in publicity per se. Andy Bissett, the guy who's on many important boards like the Capital Region Development Authority, which is, providing low-interest financing for a lot of the development that is happening here. So, you know, he's playing a role. Other executives are playing roles. We'll see. You know, some of these executives are probably involved in the group that's trying to bring the Connecticut Sun to Hartford, too. So there's that added. So, you know, I think it's yet to be seen. Back in the day, if you remember, some of your listeners might remember, but, you know, Aetna helped finance the Excel Center, or when it was the Civic Center back in the day. Travelers helped finance the Constitution Plaza. So there really was a strong connection between the corporate community and what was happening downtown. And there's some of that now. You know, UConn is building apartments downtown. Travelers is contributing $500,000 to help offset some of those some of the room and board costs for students. So you're starting to see some more of that connection, besides just, you know, sponsoring nonprofit events, which is very important too. But, you know, even getting deeper into Hartford and on the development side.
We're talking with Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal here on the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday, 8:50 a.m. It's interesting. We talked about corporate presence and influence, where the mayor of Hartford seems very focused on the neighborhoods and obviously focused on corporate stuff, but maybe more of a neighborhood focus than previous mayors.
Yeah, and neighborhood means two things. In the story that we actually did, it turning actually downtown Hartford into more of a neighborhood with the addition of apartments. You know, realizing that you know, Hartford's maybe not going to attract that big corporation that's going to bring 2,000 jobs to Hartford. So, you know, there's been a heavy focus on residential apartments in downtown. And part of that is to replace some of the office workers that have gone away. Frankly, now most companies have called workers back to the office, but it's maybe 3 days a week instead of 4 or 5. So, you know, we're seeing more foot traffic downtown, but I think it's going to be hard to replace fully what was once, you know, a more vibrant office culture. Hartford for a long time was considered an office park where people would, you know, kind of drive into the city, you know, stay until 5 and then leave the city. So a lot of the focus now is on adding these apartments, you know, the renovation of the Excel Center, which hopefully bring more events downtown, is how do you get people, A, to live here, more people living downtown, also attracting more people through entertainment. So I think that's a key part of the downtown. And there is a focus to get more things happening, you know, in Hartford's neighborhoods, and there are some apartment projects happening in the neighborhoods, but, you know, I still think a lot of the focus right now is on downtown Hartford and converting downtown Hartford beyond just a corporate park, but more of a neighborhood where more people are living and coming in for entertainment.
Well, one company not moving their headquarters to Hartford is Timex, but they are staying in Connecticut.
Yeah, so Timex, you know, we forget about that. Timex is a Connecticut-born company. They've been here for a while. They've recently left their longtime home in Middlebury, which they owned. They recently sold it to a developer who's looking actually to convert that site into a warehouse. And they moved to Shelton, Connecticut, which, you know, quietly Shelton, Connecticut's become kind of a corporate hub hotspot, really.
Why is that? Is it close to New York? I don't get it.
So Shelton is in Fairfield County. People don't really think of Shelton as, you know, being sort of that close to New York City, but it's proximity to New York City without having to pay the prices of, say, a Greenwich, Westport, or a Stanford. So cost is really the biggest differential. You know, office space in Shelton, for example, goes for about $20 per square foot, which is probably what the rents are in the city of Hartford. Whereas if you go to Stanford, Greenwich, lower Fairfield County, you're paying a minimum $40, $50, you know, as much as $100 in Greenwich per square foot for office space. So significant cost savings. So it gets you in Fairfield County without paying the Fairfield County prices. And so you've seen companies like Hubble, BIC, United Healthcare, Pitney Bowes, Subway is dual headquartered in Shelton in Miami. So they've picked up some big companies over the years. You know, there's lots of apartment development happening in Shelton. So I think the Yankee Institute, which is, you know, a conservative sort of think tank, they've ranked a few years ago, they ranked Shelton as the eighth best place in Connecticut to do business. So it's quietly, it goes under the radar, but and now it's got Timex as its latest corporate tenant.
We're talking with Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal. You want to read all these pieces, you go to hartfordbusiness.com. And, of course, every Monday you can hear from the Hartford Business Journal on the Connecticut Business Blend at 8:50. You know, warehouses in Connecticut, it's big because we're, you know, whether it's Bradley's an easy in, easy out airport, maybe it's because the real estate's less expensive and it's, you know, in between Boston and New York. And in towns, it can help the tax base, but they don't want all the trucks coming through. And it's a hot button issue in a lot of towns. But one town it seems to be working in for a long time is Plainfield.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so Plainfield, again, another spot that maybe people wouldn't consider as a a place that's attracting a lot of businesses. But what they've had over the years, and they still have now, although they're losing some of it, is a land availability. They attracted a big warehouse, 1.3 million square feet, from Lowe's more than a decade ago. And then just recently, Amazon is building a 200,000 square foot warehouse that's expected to debut soon. Uline, a Wisconsin distributor of shipping packaging and industrial supplies to business customers, they're building a 1.3 million square foot distribution center. And we've heard that Costco is going to be considering building a big distribution center in Plainfield as well. Unlike other towns, they haven't had a whole lot of resistance to these projects yet, mostly because they've been helping build up the tax base, which, if you could build up the tax base, you could lower the pressure on homeowners and their property taxes. And they've had a lot of available land that's not necessarily near residential communities. So that's been their sort of secret sauce. And again, they have not seen that resistance yet, although, you add two more of these projects, you probably get some of that resistance happening there, too, because, there are concerns about traffic and things like that, noise, as these big trucks sort of enter in and out of these towns.
Yep. Greg, nice job. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.